Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Running the three-man show today, I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yep.
And Eric Bickle. That is the threesome. Got the boys behind the glass, Matt and Matt. And Drab, Matt Cahill, apparently took an interesting call. Guy hung up. And Drab, you can expand on this, but he said we're never getting into the Radio Hall of Fame because of conversations like we just had about pooping and farting.
Right. Well, first of all, boo-hoo if we don't get a Radio Hall of Fame.
I mean,
I'm
sure people don't like fart humor. Are you kidding?
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure Howard Stern didn't get into the Hall of Fame. I don't even know, actually.
Listen. Yeah, he was like 90 years old.
You know, we're in a business that shouldn't have a Hall of Fame. Right, radio, right. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, weirdos and twisted people work in this industry.
I'm not interested in the Hall of Fame. I just want an Emmy.
The thing I hate the most is when callers call in and they're so angry and they're screaming and yelling, and then they hang up.
Yeah.
Because they got it out of their system or they just wanted to let me know how they felt.
Sure.
I want to engage with you. I want to go back and forth, or I want to put you on the air.
Right.
I don't care. You can be angry.
Do you fight with a lot of guys off air that we don't even see it? We have no idea.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Depends on
his mood. I will say that.
Is Walt there, or did Walt hang up? Walt's solid.
Walt's there. Walt's calling like two or three times a day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Is he?
He's got a lot of questions.
He loves to chime in.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Cakes, you know who's in the Radio Hall of Fame? The first one that I came up with.
Can you give me a hint?
Well, I just started with the letter A, so it was alphabetized.
Okay.
It's actually a duo, and I would say they're probably from the 30s. We are aware of them.
We're aware of them, and they're in the Radio Hall of Fame from the 30s?
And it starts with an A?
Yes.
Never get it.
Couldn't tell you.
Abbott and Costello.
I didn't know there were radio numbers before they broke it big in, I'm guessing, silent movies.
Okay, it looks like there are 47 to 49.
Okay.
So
what was the Hall of Fame thing that was in Bowie? Like, there was some sort of, like, it was across the street from the church I grew up in.
I think it's like a Bowie Television and Radio Museum.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's a museum?
Yeah, let me guess. Cobwebs all over the place because nobody would ever visit such a place.
Yeah.
It's just in like an old house.
What are the odds at an old house in the town we grew up in?
Who's going to go to TripAdvisor and say, Bowie, Maryland, you know what? They have a radio and TV Hall of Fame in an old broken down house, old Levitt house from the 60s. Let's go.
Does anybody like visit D.C.? They see the monuments and then they go to the old house, the radio?
It's
That's got to be a front for something,
it's
right?
It's never happened, ever. There's probably... You know, I don't want to. You know what? I don't care. If you need to dump it, dump it. There's probably a sex dungeon buried beneath it, where you press a button or you press in a brick on the fireplace, where the false wall spins around.
They actually have a pretty nice website, Cakes.
Gimp masks and chains everywhere.
Yeah, but it's
not a Levitt home, Cakes. It's located in a 1906 storekeeper's house.
Okay, I was going for a zing, and of course, you have to be persnickety about it.
Right. I'm giving you the facts.
He knew it wasn't 11 home.
He has no clue. When's the last time? When's the last time Cakes drove into Bowie?
Oh, last time I was in Bowie, that's a good question. I saw my brother at Applebee's like 3 or 4 months ago.
What is he doing now? Is he still? Is he back at Applebee's?
He's back, but I mean, it's.
Oh, I thought they let him go. I thought there was a whole thing.
No, he's back.
He's back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, let's go to Walt real quick.
But that was my last visit to Bowie.
Right.
Well, you could have stopped at the museum to check out their French fry transistors,
okay,
crystal sets, and Depression-era cathedral radios.
Yeah, well, I'll be sure to do that. Hmm. Never, ever, ever.
Walt, are you there, buddy?
Yes.
Hey, how are you, man?
Okay, how you doing this
Walt
morning, gentlemen?
Walt put us into the Radio Hall of Fame, despite all of the fart humor.
Right. You don't mind the poop humor, do you, Walt?
Well, here's the deal, sir.
Yeah.
I find the main thing about the bathroom situation is the type of toilet paper. When I go in the restroom, I take my own toilet paper because I cannot stand Angel Soft toilet paper, if you know what I mean.
Wow. So
you don't like the soft. Do you like a thin ply?
You like some sandpaper back there.
No, I like a kind of a strong toilet paper.
Strong.
Okay. Yeah. He needs double ply.
Your fingers busting through the paper.
Right.
So therefore, you want to make sure you got good, strong toilet paper.
Yeah, nobody wants that, Walt.
Yeah, but Walt, aren't you like doubling up and like kind of, are you like a folder?
Yeah,
or
the
you
folder.
Like, or are you like a mush it all together?
A crumpler.
A crumpler.
Algae crumpler.
Yeah. How do you do it?
Well, a couple of sheets of strong toilet paper is what you need.
Right.
You don't want that Angel Soft stuff because you know what the problem is with that.
Yeah.
So that's the only situation with the bathroom. Is that
so do you travel then? So you travel, like, what do you carry, like a backpack or something where you have your toilet paper at all times?
No, I just have a small backpack that I carry around. Oh,
very good. It's very
I
smart.
I have toilet paper there along with other things.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Walt, did you grow up listening to Abbott and Costello?
You're joking.
What? Drab asked a great question. What else is in that backpack?
Oh, yeah.
What else do you have in there, Walt? What else do you carry?
Well, mainly toilet paper. Now, I may have some Q-tips and things of that nature. Things that you
Q-tips? In case you need to clean your ears? Like you might randomly want to clean your ears or something?
Well, you never know what you might have to clean with Q-tips and things of that nature.
Sure.
But you have to have things in case of emergencies.
Right. So it's almost like you have like a man purse.
I feel woefully unprepared over here. Yeah. I don't have one of these
packs. You know your wife, though? Like, I don't know, guys that are married, like, if you need something, she'd probably dig into her purse and find it. If you need Advil.
Oh, my wife always has Advil and Benadryl. Always
or you
has
need,
it.
Like, a pen. Yeah. I mean, like, whatever you need, a screwdriver, whatever
guys
you need.
Guys have nothing. We got Zippy, unless you're Walt. Walt's prepared.
Walt's prepared.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Walt, you're not married, are you?
Yeah.
You are? What does your wife do, Walt?
Well, she
I think
was
he's listening to his own call right
teacher.
Now.
She was a school teacher? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so you guys are both retired?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, I'm 80 years old, you know.
Right.
80.
Very 80. Good.
I think we have to ask, EB. We have to ask.
What are we going to ask?
Do you still hit skins?
Oh, that's a great question.
Well, you know, I'm a diabetic, so you do have problems with a lot of things. It's not like you were when you're young.
Right.
Understood.
You know, they say life begins at 80, but still that could be a problem.
Right. Life well, can't you take a pill? 80? Can't you take a pill for that? Well, Walt?
Well, you know, things, as you get older, things are not as effective as they were for a younger person.
Yeah, just ask Drab and his banged up calf. We all know. You know the struggle.
Right. Well, I'm sure they find other ways to entertain themselves.
I'm sure they do, yeah.
All right, Walt, so we should prepare a backpack for emergency situations is what you're saying.
Man purse. He's got a man purse. That's what he's got.
Yeah, well,
he's experienced.
Hey, Walt, thank you, buddy.
I didn't realize he was 80.
I didn't know he's that old either. Good for him.
Well, I mean, what'd you think?
And
75?
By the way, if Walt is ever near 1015 Half Street and he has to use the Odyssey bathrooms, I don't think he has to bring his own Angel Soft. I'm guessing the toilet paper. I don't really use it for the most part because I try to avoid the bathroom at all costs. unless I'm going number one, which is
how do you do that? Like, you just don't have, are you the only guy that doesn't have a wave? You don't get waves?
I mean, has it happened?
But you don't routinely get waves.
No, no. I like to avoid going deucing in this bathroom.
Right, right. Everyone wants to avoid.
But I'm guessing Odyssey is not springing for super soft toilet paper.
No. I'm kind of like.
No, well, no. It's the same TP everywhere. It's like that. It's the Marathon brand where it's the office supply.
Yeah, it's the big roll. It's like this big.
Yeah. And you poke your finger through it easily.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I grew up, you know, we grew up kind of poor. So I always had cheap toilet paper. We never had money.
That's
soft.
What you like.
Yeah, so that's what I'm used to.
It's that's ice. Why you have all the issues, maybe. No. Constantly getting suppositories.
I get size for like sandpaper now. It's just what I grew up on. You go over to JP's and it's really soft and plush.
That's like a nice Charmin EB.
Yeah, we never had that.
Didn't have that luxury.
You're going to need it with all those spicy foods your wife is eating.
That is true.
Over at JP's house?
Yeah,
for sure. For sure. All right, so what's the deal? Are we going to go through the schedule and look at the marquee games? Is that what you want us to do here, Drabby? Next segment?
Yeah, well, there's also, we talk about the out-of-control prices for the Bucks-Pats game and some of the big primetime games.
What are they charging for that? Is that the one that's
$1,000
like
$1,000 for nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Or we'll just tell you now.
No, I mean, I want to get into it. I mean, we're teasing. It's okay to tease it.
All right. We'll come back and do that. Some of the premier matchups in the NFL right here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Best-selling author John Feinstein joins us at 8 o'clock. A little bit later, we'll talk some NFC East with Elliot Shores Parks. He's an Odyssey Sports NFL insider and Eagles reporter for WIP Radio in Philadelphia. But we wanted to talk about some of the big games. You know, when the schedule came out, we focused just on Washington. But if you look at the lineup, I mean, the NFL does it big, and the number one matchup has to be in week four, which is Tom Brady returning to New England. And the story is that right now, even the nosebleed seats are going for reportedly $1,000 to see that game.
I mean, I thought I saw 1,400 and then maybe, what, like 10, 12,000 for some of the best seats? That's just nutty.
So it's in week four, October 3rd.
What do people think they're going to see?
I mean, well, here's what they're going to see. Tom Brady come back and give the Patriots the business in his old stomping grounds. That's what they're going to see.
Right.
For the most part, I would guess.
I guess.
Although, didn't the Patriots sign a million guys this offseason?
They went big.
Belichick's loading up. I mean, they weren't terrible last year, Cakes. I think they finished the same record as Washington, 7-9. They just weren't in the NFC East.
Right.
So what is Belichick said? I haven't paid attention at all. Is he planning to start Cam, or is he saying it's going to be an open competition? Like, what is he saying?
I don't think he said anything, really, that I've seen.
And I mean, they
just handed it to Cam.
Say again?
I don't think he's just handed it to Cam.
But didn't he give Cam like $5 million? Or no, am I wrong about that? Last year they gave him nothing. They gave him a little bit more this time.
Yeah, but I still don't think it's, you know, it's nothing earth-shattering where he's got to be the starter. I would assume that he will be.
Yeah, I would assume he's going to be the starter. And then maybe if he stumbles, you know, with the typical by week four, week five, week six, then they turn to Mac.
Correct.
If Cam's playing well, he stays in. But has he gone on record and said?
I'm sure he hasn't gone on record at this point.
Said, hey, this is the plan. The plan is whatever. Best guy. I mean, does Mac Jones have an opportunity to start week one, you think?
He has an opportunity, but Newton is the overwhelming favorite.
He is, right. Okay, makes sense.
So the premier matchup there would be the Bucs and Patriots. And I know apparently there's a little smack talking from Tom Brady's father. He went on a show in Boston and was basically just saying that he's looking forward to week four because Tampa's going to annihilate the Patriots. He actually did, you know, we've talked about this. He did say, though, that he's got like an AFC favorite team and an NFC favorite team, and he still roots for the Patriots. But on that particular week, obviously he's rooting for his son.
Right.
But some of the other matchups which are going to be interesting include the Packers and Chiefs. And the assumption is Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback, so it's Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes. But even if it was Jordan Love against Patrick Mahomes, it would be super interesting.
I mean, I guess.
Well, I think it's much less interesting if it's Jordan Love.
I guess.
Love.
If Jordan Love is any good.
Who cares about seeing Jordan Love play at this
point?
Tell me, I mean, even the Packers don't believe in him.
Can we get
point.
Somebody from Green Bay next week? Just somebody. Anybody. You know, we got to get somebody like that. That's like a die. There's got to be a diehard Packers blogger or something that's decent.
You won't resurrect our guys. Was it Steve and Craig?
Yeah, I think they're out of the business.
Well, I bet Craig's still in the business.
Yeah,
he was owning radio stations back
then. Right, but he's not hosting.
Yeah,
maybe
he's in the ownership game.
Right,
he's on that side.
We should get somebody and give it like, because I'm telling you, I've had two different people swear to me that the Packers have not been thrilled with Jordan Love's progress. And, you know, and they just signed Bortles, which people are kind of scratching their heads with. And then we got to find out what the latest is with Rod. We need someone from Green Bay.
Sure.
It's a national story.
I'm well aware.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to get somebody that knows. Somebody in Green Bay that knows what's going on.
You got it.
Yeah, Thank you. I don't know who. Could be the nerdiest
guy. We're going to get Aaron Rodgers on the show for you.
Yeah. I'm asking for Aaron Rodgers.
I'm Team Florio, by the way. There's no way that that Murphy trades him and then he goes and wins a Super Bowl and he'd be run out of town and he'd never be allowed to come back again.
What just happened with Tom Brady, though? I know it wasn't a trade.
I think Rodgers staying in Green Bay this season.
He very well may, but again, I maintain I would not want to play chicken with a guy who like blows off his family.
Understood. I mean, he's a guy who can clearly get entrenched and dig in. But I'll just say, okay, you don't want to come play for $30+ million? Fine, sit at home.
Isn't he coming back for a second go around on Jeopardy? Like, why is he doing that?
I thought he was just going to be like on the Conners, which is the Roseanne spinoff, and they're showing like a clip of him doing Jeopardy.
Oh, that's all it is. It's not him hosting it again.
That's one of those stories. I will raise my hand and admit I glanced it.
Yeah, because well,
I never had the interest to click on the story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's going to watch the Conners? I mean, seriously, is anybody watching that? Bobby Ease watches Corey Conners on the PGA Tour.
That's
about
it. Philly Canadian.
All right, so I'm on bookies.com. I've never been to that site before, but I was just looking for odds. the latest one I could find, for Aaron Rodgers. And they say the odds for him to take his next snap, obviously the Packers, minus 150. Next up, the Broncos, plus 130 cakes.
Okay.
The Niners, I don't see that happening at this point, plus 700. The Raiders, plus 900. The Saints and Washington and the Dolphins, all plus 1,600.
Heavy dogs.
Heavy dogs, but they're in the mix. If I maintain this. If they sign Aaron Rodgers, somehow they pull off a trade, we're winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, not only getting it, winning it?
Winning it.
Okay.
I know the chances of it are very unlikely.
Sure.
But if they pull off a deal for Aaron Rodgers, like it just becomes untenable, and they find a way to get Aaron Rodgers, we're winning the whole thing.
You want that petulant child on your team?
He's a douchebag.
If
but
he can
deliver
a Super Bowl, you would have him on your team.
I think he's a douche.
But, and you know who else would? You, Valdez.
Yeah. What?
You would take Aaron Rodgers.
I wouldn't take Aaron Rodgers.
He's got Lamar.
I think Aaron Rodgers.
I love Lamar.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers greater than signed Lamar
you know
Jackson.
What?
I'm sorry.
Yes,
ascending, descending.
Understood.
Ships passing in the night.
But if I have a 5-year window with Aaron Rodgers, I'm sorry. I'm taking that 5-year window.
Yes.
I think I have a better
chance
to win a Super Bowl.
I don't want that quitter on my team.
He is not a quitter.
He's a quitter. He's gonna sit out of the NFL because he's not getting his way. He's gonna go host Jeopardy because he wants more money.
I don't think it's a money thing.
It's a quitter.
I think
You signed a contract. Do your job.
Yeah. I don't know.
First of all, he hasn't quit anything yet.
Yeah, he's just unhappy.
He's a grumpy, unhappy douche.
But I would definitely want him on my team over Lamar.
You're not bigger than the NFL. Sorry, Aaron. You're not.
He's not bigger than the NFL. The league will go on without him.
Yeah, Green Bay will go on without him.
Every team would, but I want him on my team at the end of the day. If you want Lamar Jackson over him, that's fine.
I'd take any quarterback over him. I want a quarterback that's not going to be a grumpy loser in your locker room.
Okay.
I'll
take him.
I would.
If you got traded to Baltimore, you would be one of the first.
I'd be bitter
with a purple Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'd be bitter.
Yeah, Travis.
I take Blake Bortles over him.
Oh,
I would.
Yeah, he's
doing it all.
I'm not saying
you've gone too far.
I'm not
going over the line.
It's one thing to say you're loyal to Lamar. It's another thing to say you would take Blake Bortles over Aaron Rodgers.
I think he's a loser, and you're getting rid of the cancer in the locker room. All right, he's great, awesome, but you know what? If you're an awful person, get out.
This reeks of Skip Bayless take here,
right?
Right.
There's been no reports that his teammates dislike him or that he's awful in the locker room.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of the teammates seem to be jocking him and saying they're in his corner, like Aaron Jones.
Right. I'm struggling to think of a team that wouldn't trade for him. I mean, even Seattle, which loves Russell Wilson, would you be distraught if you had Aaron Rodgers instead of Russell Wilson?
Well, I wouldn't be happy because Aaron Rodgers is an old fogey, and I'd rather take my 10 more years with Russ.
Well, Russ has probably got to be 30-something, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah,
he's probably only 4 or 5 years.
31.
He's probably only 4 or 5 years younger.
I know, but you guys keep saying Aaron Rodgers got 5 more years in his prime.
Giving Russ 10 more?
Oh, I think Russ.
He's just doing the math.
Russ says all the time he wants to play till he's like 50.
Right. Okay. I'm a huge Russell Wilson guy. I discovered him.
Got a great 5 years left in me.
All right. They all think that, don't they?
They certainly do.
All right, what other games are they saying that are like must-seers?
Mark Maskey has an article in the Washington Post. We haven't talked to Mark Maskey in years, it seems
We should get Mark on.
Bills at Chiefs, which is October 10th.
And why am I so... It's a rematch of the AFC Championship? All right. That's why I'm into that one.
Well, they're both two of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
With two of the best quarterbacks in the league, so...
TV's list only has Washington football team games on it.
Yeah, that's all I care
the
about.
The must-see game.
You got Cowboys against the Buccaneers, which opens the season.
All right, hold on. Why do I care about that one?
Number one, it opens the season.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday night game.
All right.
You're going to have Tom Brady, and you're going to have Dak Prescott returning from his injury.
Right. I am going to be fascinated to see how Dak comes back from that.
And that's year 2, Mike McCarthy.
running the show for the Dallas Cowboys, who drafted a million guys on defense.
Oh, that's a good reason to hate on the Cowboys. I forgot.
Early week, I mean, early season matchup that I think is kind of interesting because we really don't know what's going to happen with the Texans, but the Jaguars take on the Texans, okay? Normally you'd say that is a poo matchup, but now...
No, I'm interested in seeing Trevor Lawrence.
Exactly. You want to see Trevor Lawrence, and you'll obviously want to see what the heck's happened with Deshaun.
Right. Did you guys see the quotes? We never talked about it. Like, the day after we talked about Tebow, when Urban Meyer, like, did the podcast. And,
sure.
Mm-hmm. And he was hyping him up, and he said the scouts were, like, blown away. He said he looked like he was 18 years old, best shape of his life. And then Urban raved about what a competitor he was.
But Urban said, and during that interview, it sounded like he hadn't signed him.
Yeah, he said, like, he still had to decide. It almost sounded like it was a trial balloon to see how the public would react.
Right.
You know? And yeah. I don't know how the public would react. I know that, like, NFL guys were bitter.
Yeah, I can't remember which player. It was, like, an ex-Patriot.
You know what? If I'm Urban
in media
Meyer,
who said he would just destroy him.
If I have as much clout as Urban Meyer, I don't care what the public thinks.
Yeah.
I don't think he really does.
If I like my guy, and I think he's going to be good in the locker room, and I clearly have history with him, I'm going to sign him. I'm not going to care about what a bunch of dumb Jags fans think about whether we have Tim Tebow on
the team
or not.
Well, I would think that the public in Jacksonville will be behind it.
I mean, oh, of course. I mean, he's from there. Yeah. He's like a native son. Of course they're going to love
it. Well, Cooley said that he thinks Tebow can succeed. He told, I think Cowherd that the other day.
Yeah.
He says you're not going to put his hand in the dirt as a tight end. He's going to be more of an H-back.
Right.
You know, you're going to put him in the slot. You're going to move him around all over the place. But he thinks he can definitely find a spot on the field for him.
Right. Right. Cooley's always very pro tight end though, right? Like he jocks all the tight ends.
Probably,
yeah. I know he's pro Bates. He loves what he sees in Bates, my man, who had one catch per game.
I know.
I can't wait to see Bates.
JP, what are the Thanksgiving games that Cakes will be sitting on his couch for?
I know the opener. It's a tried and true Thanksgiving Day game.
Go ahead, Cakes.
Bears at Lions.
Those are
12:30 kick.
We got to get out of that business.
Justin Fields against Jared Goff.
Exactly.
You're
not
a nice warm up.
You're not going to watch that before
you
start eating.
I like to see Justin Fields. Not into Jared Goff. Not into the Lions.
You know you
Post
love
Barry Sanders.
Panay
I'm not
Sewell.
Into the Lions. I'm not into the Lions in the last 20 years.
Well, after that, you've got Raiders Cowboys. It's not bad. 4:30.
I think the nightcap is kind of meh, personally.
What's
Bills Saints?
Well, it'll be interesting. That whole question is who's quarterbacking the Saints? That dictates everything.
I mean, let's not get crazy. Of course, I'm going to watch it. Right. I'm going to consume the content. I'm going to digest it.
Right.
I just thought it might be a little more marquee of a matchup. Your nightcap.
Do you find the Saints more interesting if Jameis starts? Or if Taysom starts?
They're kind of more interesting if Taysom starts, but because I think he sucks. But I do like the element, you know, his running element is interesting. But I think he's terrible as a passer. I think he blows. I think he's Tebow.
He's clearly behind as a passer. His running is way out in front.
I think he passes like Tebow.
But the running threat is so great. If they can just improve him as a passer a little bit, could be kind of intriguing.
I think actually Peyton, and I was very, like, not into it at first, actually found a perfect way to use him when Breeze was there, right? Like, short yardage, trickery, gadgets, as a receiver, all that stuff.
Although they won games when he started.
I know, I'm just fluky. He's terrible as a passer. I mean, they won games when Tebow was starting.
Later in the year, you are going to have a Zach Wilson Trevor Lawrence matchup, December 26th, so day after Christmas, you get to see the two rookies playing each other.
All right, that'll be good. I'll be into that.
Who do you think
is your rookie of the year? If you had to vote right now, are you going to go Trevor Lawrence? I'm not necessarily saying that. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be good, not great for some reason. I don't know they necessarily – I mean, he probably is the odds-on favorite to win rookie of the year, but – Zach Wilson might give him a run for his money.
Sure.
I mean, the quarterbacks get hooked because Justin Jefferson had a bomb year for the Vikings, and he wasn't even close to Herbert, right?
Hey, why are you not doing betting your boy Pitts for Rookie of the Year?
Could
that's
be.
That's a good. You know what? What are the odds on that?
I think probably I saw it like at 14-1.
Who is the favorite?
Throwing out a few bucks.
I think it's one of the quarterbacks.
It is.
I think it was Lawrence.
Hey, listen. I think Kyle Pitts is potentially a Hall of Famer, but they got a. You know, I don't know. Who drafted him? I can't even remember who drafted him. The Falcons. So Matt Ryan will utilize him, you would think.
I might put some, if you want to go to the dark horse, just a little bit down the list, I don't know what the odds are. I mean, I feel like Justin Fields is going to start in week one for Chicago.
Well, he's the second favorite.
Oh, he is the second favorite. Yeah. Got you. He's over Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Right.
Cakes, what do you think about Najee Harris as a dark horse rookie? I think that's like
he doesn't have a lot of competition in that backfield.
That's like at 20-1, 25-1.
I mean, James Conner's gone.
Right.
McFarland from Maryland is more of a change of pace guy. He's not going to be the bell cow type of back.
And hey, why don't we put a grasper on Kellen Mond and then maybe Kirk gets hurt and then he's just balls out and the payout.
This is a classic drab t-shirt long shot.
This is the stuff I love.
What's the payoff?
$5 pays 500.
I'll throw $5 in with you. Sure. Yeah. Why not? We have a sweat. Season-long
but
sweat.
But you need Kirk to get hurt.
In
the first like 3 or 4 weeks.
It's $5.
I know, but it's not going to happen.
It's called insurance.
Yeah. I'd rather throw it. What are the odds on Zach Wilson?
700. 7-1.
7-1?
Yeah.
So I got to, man, that's not that great.
Right.
I need a longer shot. You said Pitts is 14-1?
That's what I saw.
13-1.
13-1.
Who's like 20-1?
I don't know.
Waddle 17, Trey Sermon 26, Devontae Smith 17.
I like Smith.
You like the 17-1 shot?
I like Smith more than I like Waddle. But that was just because I saw Waddle all banged up in the championship game.
Oh, imagine if Hurts like breaks the pocket and then just throws long bombs to Devontae Smith.
Dude. He's a beast.
Smith is
an absolute beast.
And the Eagles are terrible. They're going to be trailing in a bunch of games.
Yeah, he's going to get a lot of balls.
It's not a terrible bet. Speaking of bets, by the way, when we come back, we will get into the Junkies weekend parlay. Is this the weekend that it finally hits? We're going to try to string 6 bets together. Hope for a big payoff. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8 o'clock, John Feinstein will join us for Fridays with Feinstein as we head toward the weekend. I believe we're losing Junks left and right. I think JP's Comrex is having some issues out there in Gaithersburg. So now you're down to a 2-Junk show.
Is he trying to clock in? What's going on?
I think he's efforting. I don't know how tech savvy he is.
He might have to bring it in.
Oh, really? The Comrex? Yeah. Comrex might be cooked.
Comrex might be, yeah.
I think he might have died.
Last gasp. Those things have been working hard during the pandemic.
I think we should all have as a backup that computer program that you said that you don't love. But that it, you know, it could be a backup for a situation like this. But anyway. All right, that's all good. We're going to try to make our picks here. Now, did Jason text his picks in? Because usually he's all over that.
No, I told him to, and he never sent it.
Huh. So maybe he's just so worked up about his trip today. At some point, by the way, we need to do a gas update. and talk about the gas situation and the ransom that was paid.
Yes.
But anyway, all right, who wants to go first? Are we going to spin the wheel?
Well,
we're down two guys here.
I know. No, we got JP's. JP just he's texting
you the pick.
Yeah.
Right.
So we got his. And with Jason out, we got to bump it up a little bit. Make it a little bit more juicy.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we're
Jason's going to be in on it.
We're putting $5 in instead of $6.
No, Jason will be in on it. We'll just give you what the tentative thing is, and then we'll update it later.
He puts his in?
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely going to want to be in on it.
All right. JP is taking the Pelicans.
All right.
Tonight, Cakes. You're going to have to verify all this.
Yes. He's go on FanDuel and check it out.
He says they are +180 to win tonight.
They're Pelicans?
5.5-point underdogs against the Warriors.
All right. Are you logging this right now, though, to see where we are?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Let me get rid of my Kellen Mond Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. Bet. Throw that in the trash where it belongs. Where's it going to land?
All right.
Valdez? I was waiting for somebody to call
me. All right. I'll be alert. Sure.
Last week, I hit the Oshie goal prop that paid +188. I got another underdog for you.
By the way, Oshie quietly had an awesome year.
He did.
An awesome year. I think he was only 2 goals behind Ovi.
Just keep your fingers crossed that he's healthy for the playoffs.
Well, he practiced yesterday, right? So he's probably going to be good to go.
Yesterday in the Cincinnati Reds Colorado Rockies game, they put up 20 runs, I think.
Oh.
So what we're doing is we're zagging right now. We're going to go the first inning, no score, +120.
Oh, right. We're going to know right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
What time is it? What time?
I think it's 9 o'clock, first pitch.
9 o'clock? Okay. Yes. So it'll be a night game, but we'll know right away.
Right away.
All right, say again, first inning total runs.
First inning total runs, 0.
I know someone who loves to live bet no runs per inning in baseball games. I know someone very, very well that likes to do that when they're boozing. Yeah.
Is that person sitting in this room?
No, but I do know someone very well. Okay. And when they're boozing, they love to just live bet baseball games and bet no runs.
Gotcha.
Because, I mean, it happens a lot.
Well, it sounds like that person's a pretty profitable bettor.
Well, I don't know if they're profitable or not, but I know it's something that they do. I'll tell you during the break. All right, so you're in.
Yes, that's mine. I believe it's +120.
+120. All right, spin the wheel. Johnny Cakes.
All right, I could be. My confidence has been shaken of late. Right. Believe I'm coming in with 3 straight L's, like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Not very good. Now, I could be a wimp and take the Wizards to win on the money line at -310.
Mm-hmm.
They're a massive favorite over the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We call that the lurch.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take the low-hanging fruit. No, sir. Soccer Cakes is back.
Oh, no.
Soccer Cakes.
There we go.
Makes his triumphant return to the Junks Weekend Parlay. We go across the pond.
Who gave you this one?
Me. This is a tingle play from your boy, Soccer Cakes.
This is not Kenny or...
No, this is no outside undue influences.
Adam.
This is not from, like, Blake Giffen.
I want to hear the rationale behind this.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the rationale. They're always ties and or draws in soccer.
Oh, no, you're going for a draw?
I'm betting on a draw between Newcastle and Man City. It pays, wait for it, +500.
I love it.
Boom! Not going for -310. I'm going for plus,
how
baby.
How often do draws happen? They don't happen that
they
often.
They happen all the time.
Well, not to be plus
When's
500.
The When's the match?
Tonight. Whoa. Actually, today, 3 p.m.
Oh, my God. This thing's going to be cooked before
so
you even
know
get
early.
To your game. We won't even get to your first inning bet.
I'm betting the draw.
I believe Man City's lost a couple games in a row, so they're not playing great in the Premier League.
Don't
no, that's no, great, because Newcastle sucks.
That's what I'm just going for. Draw in some EPL soccer and hope Soccer Cakes
honestly
gets me back on the right side of things here.
Like, if you look at the standings, how many draws are there? Like, give me one team. Just like, how many
draws all the time.
Yeah, so like, just give me like Man City. How many draws do they have so far this year?
Oh, well, Man City.
Like, give me any team. I don't even know teams.
I don't
Newcastle.
Know this. All right. Well, Man United has 10 draws this year in 36 games.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a big number.
All right, give me another one. Give me another team in the standings.
Well, Man City, did you say Man United?
Yeah, Man United has 10
Man
draws.
Man City's got five. They've got five draws.
All right. Give me one other team.
West Ham, 7 draws in 35 matches.
Silly.
So we got a 1-5 shot.
Tottenham, 8 draws. Oh, Everton, 8 draws.
Newcastle, 9 draws.
Silly.
All right.
Crystal Palace, 8 draws.
Now,
there's draws everywhere.
Man City is at the top of the heap there. Right. The number one team. Yeah. Newcastle, near the bottom, near relegation.
Right, right. All right. So hey, we like it.
That's happened.
Spin the wheel. All right, Drabby, have you gone yet? No, you picked for JP.
Trying to get JP figured out here. I do have something. It's a total grasper. Unprepared, as usual.
Right.
But I like, I'm going back to the NBA. It's been a while. So I'm going to Kings, Grizzlies, who I think played last night, and they're playing again tonight. It's a bit of a wacky. Ja Morant had 12 points last night.
Okay.
He's too good to have another stinker.
Oh, you're so doing what a player prop?
I'm doing a player prop. I like Ja Morant to score over 25 points or 25 or more.
Oh, so he's going
to
more than double his production from last night.
He is a beast.
Yeah, I mean, he's all the game before he had 24 points.
Okay.
He had 37 last week.
And the Kings are dreadful.
Right. And he's going to want to make a statement after the 12-point dud. All right, I like it.
That's a plus 245-er.
Ooh.
Tasty payout.
All right, put it in. I like it.
There you go.
Now, are you putting these all in? I know you're working with JP, but are you putting this in too?
Yeah.
Because I want to get the payout.
I got Pelicans, 0 runs in the first inning, Newcastle, and Ja Morant.
All right, an EB here. And I'm also unprepared, but I'm going to go. I got Max on the hill today. And that's actually just scored like 5 runs yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're struggling. They'll probably go back to struggling today. I mean, what are the chances Schwarber and Bell are going to be hot? I'm going to go, even though Max likes to give up dongs, I'm going to go under the 9 runs total. It's not a great pay. It's minus 118, but I'm going under the 9 in the Nats Diamondbacks game. So put that in.
Chosen selection cannot be combined in a parlay.
Why? I can't. Why?
I don't
know. Does somebody else have that game?
Nope.
I can't do an under?
I don't know why. I don't understand it.
All right, what if I take...
Is it EB's bet that's throwing it off? Do we know?
Wait. It just did it again, and I think we might be okay.
Now it works?
Under 9?
Yeah, under 9.
All right, I think we're in.
All right, so what are the... So 5 bets. Now, this is tentative because we'll get lurches whenever he checks his phone. Right.
We'll get his favorite thrown
in
there.
And then we'll tweet it out.
No listeners involved?
No. You nixed all that. You were poo-pooing all that.
I was.
Yeah.
All right, so our $5 pays $1,146.
Dude, that's a pretty good one.
That's juicy.
That's because of the plus 500. That's the cakes carrying us.
We
got to
get
one.
That bet in soon, though.
Yeah.
Lurch better turn his phone on.
Right.
Well,
if he doesn't, then we'll just nix him. Although, and the cakes will have to pull over in Virginia and make the bet.
Well, I could put it in.
Yeah, because you live in Virginia. Right. Yeah. All right, so we got it. Those are the 5 bets. If we get Lurch's selection, we'll tweet that out, and we'll see if this one doesn't hit.
Yep. So hopefully the junkies weekend.
We'll know
parlay.
Right away if we'll even have a sweat.
Hey, the line is moving off Cakes' bet.
Yeah.
Now it's down to plus 490.
Uh-oh.
Cakes, sharp money.
Yeah, Cakes put his play out there.
I'm moving the line.
Cakes is moving the line.
You know what? People are doing it.
People respect soccer Cakes over here. I love that. Love to hear that.
That's hilarious.
All right, so hopefully the Junks Weekend Parlay hits. We're going to get that in. When we come back, we'll talk to John Feinstein right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.